Countering Islamic extremism is a big concern for the King of Morocco. The country suffered a major terrorist attack in 2003. Since then, the government's been cracking down on militants, and the king's taking another approach as well. He's recruited a group of female preachers to promote tolerance and the rejection of violence. But as Sarah Kramer reports from Rabat, not everyone's happy with the program.
A group of women hands out bread, milk, and yogurt to a sick man lying on a hospital bed. Be patient, they say. Insha'Allah, God willing, you will get better. These women are a regular fixture at this hospital. They're murshidats, female Muslim preachers who've completed a training program run by the Moroccan government. Murshidats have to memorize half of the Quran and pass a written and oral exam. Mariam Amkran became a murshidat 2 years ago. She tells me it's a dream job as we drive away from the hospital.
Our role is to help people and to serve our Islamic religion and to serve our country. We try to make people love others. We want people to have the spirit of helping each other in our country.
There are now 200 murshidats in Morocco. The government pays them each about $450 a month. A good middle-class salary here. They work in hospitals, schools, prisons, and mosques, all in economically depressed regions thought to be fertile recruiting grounds for religious extremists. Mohamed Amin Chouabi directs the Murshidats program in Rabat. He says female preachers play an important role in the government's counterterrorism strategy. For instance, when they speak to women in mosques.
Leur travail, c'est justement accorder une culture religieuse saine et correcte à ces femmes-là.
Their work is to provide a healthy, proper religious culture to these women. Terrorism is rooted in ignorance. So by giving a person a religious culture that is healthy and solid, we give them tools to face this trend of terrorism and violence.
Violence is a big concern for the Moroccan government. In 2003, there was a suicide bombing in Casablanca that killed more than 40 people. The government blamed Islamic extremists and arrested about 1,000 suspects. It also intensified efforts to bring religion under government control. The Ministry of Islamic Affairs now dictates the topic of Friday sermons. It broadcasts state-approved Islamic lessons, and it's made religious preachers, like Mariam Amkran, civil servants.
Our message is to show that our religion, Islam, is actually a religion of peace, tolerance. We murshidats, we don't change, we correct. Our role is to correct.
And it's not only about countering terrorism. Many women come to the murshidats with questions about marriage and their rights under Moroccan family law. But some in Morocco aren't so comfortable with the murshidats. Nadia Yassin is founder of the women's section of the Justice and Spirituality Movement. It's a nonviolent Islamic political party that's banned by the government. Yassin says she likes the idea of female preachers, but not the government fingers in their work.
Écoutez, symboliquement, c'est déjà pas mal.
Listen, symbolically, to have women in spaces that have traditionally been reserved for men, that's a step forward. But in reality, the murshidat are giving the same old speeches that would have been delivered by male imams. So in fact, these are female instruments of the state. That's why we criticize them, because they'll continue delivering the same mind-numbing message.
The murshidats don't see a conflict in serving their religion and the government. After all, there's no separation of church and state in Morocco. The king is the nation's spiritual leader. He said he'd like to see a moderate practice of Islam throughout his country, and he's tightening control over all religious programs to try to ensure that. For The World, this is Sarah Kramer in Rabat, Morocco.